You're in business, you're a business owner maybe, and you're frustrated with the time, the energy and resources needed to motivate their staff, your staff. I'll tell you what, you're not the lone ranger, but there's a helping hand for you, and it ain't going to cost you anything in the form of a brand new book that you can get your hands on today. It's written locally by Ballarat author Carmel Brown, who joins me on the show this morning. G'day, Carmel.
G'day, Brett. How are you?
I'm very well. Congratulations on your new book.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's very exciting.
This is the first time you've been published, but I would imagine you've had the fire in the belly to do this for some time.
Oh, yes, I have. I certainly have as a business owner myself. I certainly have had to face many challenges along the way, and I've just found myself in a very fortunate position to be able to give back to local business owners and give back to the business community by writing this book and sharing with them the top 10 challenges that we hear all day, every day, challenges we've all faced, and just so business owners know that they're not on their own.
It's good to know, because I guess often they would feel that, Carmel, and it's nice to know there is some support there for them.
Yes, definitely, and especially like sole traders and those that are particularly growing, because when we all started our businesses, we didn't start them so we had to be able to lead teams,
yeah,
manage people, deal with conflict. We started them because we had a love of what we do, or a skill that we wanted to be able to share with customers and clients. And so to be able to read the book, go through the 10 challenges, there's 10 challenges in the book, so therefore there's 10 chapters that touch on the top 10 that we hear.
Now, if you had to go from, say, 10 to 3, what are the top challenges facing business leaders these days, Carmel?
Well, definitely number one is, why can't I find and keep good people?
Oh,
That's the number one pain point.
Yep.
At the moment, definitely. Chapter one, to be quite honest with you, though, is about that staff drive me crazy. So I'm sure that resonates with a lot of business owners out there. And the business owners, that they know compliance is important, but they just don't have the time.
Yeah, okay. And Carmel, you know this space, obviously, from having your own business, but you actually work in it every day with the Proven Group, correct?
Yes, that's exactly right. Yes, every day we work with business owners. We're involved right from the life cycle of the employee through from the actual recruiting, onboarding, to termination, and everything in between.
So how do you go about managing your people better, Carmel? I mean, I would imagine most of us daily bring our baggage, if you like, to work. How do you start as a boss?
Yeah, well, the very first thing you do is that you, first of all, we are certainly not a human being expert. None of us are. We're human beings. We are very complex creatures. So it's really knowing, first of all, the difference between leading and managing people. And so, for example, with leadership, that creates the reason why people get out of bed every morning and go to work. And then with management, on the other hand, that creates the clarity around what people should focus on when they get to work. So management is all about the how. So very first of all, just knowing the difference of how to lead and manage a team is certainly important.
Carmel, you've been doing the people thing a long time. Have you ever seen conditions like they are right now, where it's just so hard to attract new people to your business?
No, never has it been what we describe as a candidate's market. The external environment, that is certainly changed. And also those that are applying for jobs, it's all about what's important for them. It's no longer that a job is just a job. It's all about what people value. It's a lot of based around a lot of personal values and flexibility. And money, to be really quite honest, that comes about fourth on the list of why somebody will leave a job. Yes, because sometimes money can be a demotivator, not a motivator.
And what are other reasons why people would leave their employment?
Mainly, we talk a lot about values. So there is a lot around valuing the values within a business. And they're actually a performance management tool as well. And based on that, it's also talking about training your staff, upskilling them, investing in them.
Mm.
If staff don't feel valued, they are not going to stay.
Yeah, value your staff. They're likely to hang around a whole lot longer. Carmel, from a novice's point of view, my point of view, you know, wandering around Ballarat, so many businesses with signs up saying, you know, help wanted, positions available. I reckon these businesses have got to sell themselves more. You know, what's in it? What's in it for the potential applicant?
That's exactly right. And you are exactly right, Brett. Gemma, she one of our senior recruitment specialists, she's actually from a marketing background, not even from a recruitment background, because when you're advertising a job, it's all about selling the job. It's about marketing. What's in it for the candidate, not what's actually in it for the business. We've even gone a step further with one of our services called Proven Media. So each position now we advertise will have a short snippet, probably about a 60-second video, advertising to the candidate what is in it for them, whether it's Fish and Chip Friday or Friday beers or whatever it is. It's all for the candidate.
Yeah, can I go and work for that business you just mentioned? Yeah, I'm in. Yeah, Fish and Chip
absolutely.
Friday. Lock it in, Eddie. But you're right. I mean, that's the sort of thing you have to do, just something different from your competitors to stand out as an employer.
Oh, yes. You really, really do. And it's even what we describe as it's proactive talent searching as well. So if employers are going to even put a sign on their door or put a job ad on Seek and sit back and wait, they're just wasting their time. You really need to, as I say, proactively go and tap people on the shoulder, warmly, casually, but professionally. Some feel quite complimented because they're the ones that aren't looking for work at the moment, but you can certainly attract them.
I'm speaking to a Ballarat author this morning, Carmel Brown. Her first book is out. It's called Less Headaches, Happier Team, More Success. Love the title, by the way, Carmel. You mentioned staff motivation. I mean, people often get off to a flying start when they're in a new gig. How do you help them maintain that rage?
As I mentioned before, it is definitely investing in them as far as their training, listening to them. And there's a lot of going at the moment as well with the new legislation coming in with psychological safety. And what that means is actually allowing your staff to speak up. But when they do speak up, listen. And it's just not the fact of like a tick and a flick of a checklist. Yes, I listen to that staff member. It's implementing what they've said. That's what's important because they really get deflated if they've got the opportunity to be able to contribute and then nothing is taken on board of what they say.
Carmel, it seems to me a lot of the tips, the tricks, the advice you hand out is actually quite simple. Do business owners just sort of lose sight as they get busy in their business?
Yes, they do. Just get busy, and some are just busy being busy. But another key fact to note is that sometimes business owners, well, they will become really frustrated because employees and employers, they see their business differently. And neither way that they see it is incorrect. It's just different. Mm. So a business owner will get what they get out of their business because it's theirs. But the employee, to get them, as we describe, to get people on the bus and make sure they're all sitting in the right seats and keeping them on board so you can drive that bus and you're all going in the same direction, is to be able to just, be inclusive and invest in them.
Now, Carmel, this book of yours, you're going to give it away. Now, you're in business. Have you thought that through? You know you're going to do money on this. It costs money to print this thing.
It does. It does cost money. But as I said, I genuinely love being able to make a difference and to help people. And I just figure with the team that I've got a team of up to 17, that collectively that we are able to be there to support businesses and answer the questions. As we always say, like, you can't be an expert in everything. So just stick to what you, as we're saying of ours, stick to your knitting, stick to what you're good at and outsource the rest.
It was crocheting for me, Carmel, not knitting. I just thought
I'd
clarify
that. That's okay. Yeah. Crocheting is good too. It's just all about, business owners should be getting on with what they do best and that's serving their customers. And outsource the rest and actually ask for help. And within the book, there's lots of tips. There's lots of takeaways at the end of each chapter. There's even a couple of pages at the back of the book where you can take notes. And we'll also even include one of our pens so you can take your notes.
Oh, steak knives as well? Not quite.
Absolutely. Only if you phone now.
Seriously, though, there is no catch. This is not a sales ploy, a sales gimmick. This is about helping Ballarat businesses, businesses anywhere, in fact, just do a better job day to day.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it's about, Brett.
If you want a copy of your free book All Up with postage, it's worth around $27. You can go to theprovengroup.com.au/book. And a copy of this book, Less Headaches, Happier Team, More Success, will land in your letterbox. Carmel Brown, thanks for your chat on Ballarat Today.
Thank you so much for having me, Brett.